Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so glad that you've joined me today for Vision. This is Evangelist Faith Reed, and once again, we are studying the Word of God, and I'm just so happy to be studying the Word of God with you. Bow your head and let us pray. Father, we just give you glory, honor, and praise today. We thank you, Lord, for your presence in our hearts and in our minds, O God. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to be able to fellowship together, Lord God, and study the Word of God. I pray, O God, for your people all over the world, Lord God, over in Central America, in Europe, in the African nations, Lord God, in the Caribbean. Father, Lord God, in Asia, Japan, Lord God, China, Korea, and Lord God, in the Middle East and Israel and in different parts of the world, God, remember your people, Lord Jesus. You know those that are sick. Lord God, we thank you for healing their bodies right now. We thank you for those that have put their trust in you, oh God, knowing that they cannot make it without you. We thank you right now for your healing touch in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you are alone are worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. And truly we are thankful, O God, for what you have already done, for what you continue to do in the hearts of your people, O God. We are truly, truly thankful. And Lord God, I just pray today that you would just continue to bless and keep your people in the palm of your hands. And I say thanks to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Dear friend, I took a little break over the summer, but I'm so glad to be back on the air with you. I will either be coming on at this time of the evening or perhaps at the time that I normally come on, which is closer to 9:30. But I'm still happy to be able to share the Word of God with you once again. I wanted to share with you tonight the topic, giving up is not an option. Giving up is not an option. On Saturday evening, I was on my way over to the office. I actually am a chaplain at a correctional facility. And I was on my way over to the office, and it was raining really hard. It was raining so hard that the roads became flooded with water. At one point, I swerved a little to the left because the water was so deep, and I thank God that a vehicle was not to my left because, of course, when you're trying to avoid one thing and you swerve a little bit to the left, there could have been a vehicle to my left passing by, but thank God there wasn't. It was somewhat scary, and I thought about the fact that our city needed to do a better job with drainage because there was just so much water on the road. I thought about giving up my quest to go into the office and just turn around. Immediately, I realized that I could not give up. I had some things to do, and I was going to press my way through the rain. As I drove on, I eventually drove out of the downpour and started driving on dry ground. It was then that it dawned on me that this is what God expects of us. He expects that even when we are faced with fear and uncertain situations, that we would not give up. The other thought that came to me was that the shoes that I was wearing were the wrong ones for the weather. Once again, the Lord brought to my attention that at times, we might feel unprepared for the journey ahead. We might feel as if we do not have the right tools. But if we just press on, we will realize that giving up was never an option. We will also realize that God always gives us just what we need at just the right moment. Fear gripped me for a moment when the cars started swerving or what they call hydroplaning on the water. But I waited on God until he brought me onto dry ground. I wonder how many of my listeners have been balancing on the water of life, not realizing that you're captain of the sea, you're captain of the rain and the wind, is still in charge. I want you to say to yourself right now, giving up is just not an option. I'm going to get my house in order, because giving up is just not an option. In addition to that, the Lord laid this poem on my heart, and he gave me the words to this poem. The title of it is, I Am Blessed. The road before me seems rough and unyielding. The road behind me seems welcoming and secure. Yet I know that I cannot go back there. I cannot turn around. For Jesus bids me, and I am heaven bound. So goodbye backwards glancing. Goodbye my old life. Today I am sincere, and I do declare that my faith is restored in Jesus, who I implore with all my heart. I now start on a journey that will not bend, but with faith I will defend my commitment to Jesus, who gave me peace, joy, and happiness. So now I must confess that I am truly blessed. Dear friend, I wonder, do you know today that you are truly blessed? I wonder, do you realize that the captain of your soul, the captain who is in charge of the sea and the land, the captain who is in charge of everything, has never left you nor forsaken you. And it doesn't matter what you are faced with in your daily living. Understand this, that when you put your trust in the Lord, giving up is not an option. Giving up is not an option. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Exodus chapter 14. I just want to look just for a little bit at what was going on with the children of Israel when Moses led them out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Phi-Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-Zephon, before it shall ye encamp by the sea. For Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, They are entangled in the land, the wilderness has shut them in, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord." And they did so. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, "Why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us?" And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt, and captains over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea, beside Phi-Hahiroth, before Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, "Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." And Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, ye shall see them again no more, forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor unto Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. Look again with me to Exodus 16, verse 1. It says, and they took their journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, on the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. Then the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. For you have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. Amen. I have read in your hearing Exodus chapter 14, all the way down to around the 18th verse, and I've also read for you Exodus chapter 16 from verse 1 all the way to verse 4. Now, I want you to understand what I've just read for you. I read for you the declaration of what actually took place when Moses brought the children of Israel out of Egypt. I want to focus really for the next few minutes on Moses himself and the fact that God had him strategically placed for such a time as that to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. In the same as much, or in the same sentence, I want to also say that God has strategically placed you where you are for such a time as this. You might not understand the things that you're facing right now. You might not understand what's going on in your personal life or perhaps in your public life, on your job. But God has strategically placed you because he wants you to understand that he will be glorified and that you don't have to fight your battles on your own. The Bible says that God will fight for you. You don't have to think that you don't have a master, a king, who can help you. But understand this, that the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am That I Am, God himself is on your side. God himself is going to help you. God himself is going to lead you. If you will just put your trust in him and hold on for just a little while longer, understanding that giving up is not an option. The reason why I wanted to talk to you about the fact that giving up is not an option is because I looked at the character of Moses. I looked at the fact that he was a reluctant prophet. He really did not want to lead the people, but God chose him. God ordained it so that he would lead the people. And because God ordained it so that he would do it, he had no choice but just to yield himself to the will of God. I want you to know, dear friend, that God has already called you. He has already ordained it for such a time as this, that you should be one of the faithful ones, that you should be one of the worshipers, that you should be one of the praisers, to lift up your voice and to lift up holy hands to bless the name of the Lord. So I want you to never, ever give up. Never, ever stop what you're doing. Continue serving God. When the enemy of your soul comes to try to depress you, to antagonize you, or to stop you from doing the things that God has called you to do, I want you to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Do not allow the enemy of your soul to have you distressed or to have you down. For God has ordained it so that you should be blessed and that you should be used for the glory and honor of God. Moses, as a servant of the true and the living God, he did not have an easy time with the people that he was leading. The people were constantly murmuring and complaining. Initially, when the Lord brought them out into the wilderness, he brought them where he brought them on purpose because he wanted Pharaoh to see that he is truly God and that he could do what he said that he would do. And so he deliberately brought them to a place that made it look as if that they were stuck. I don't know if you've ever been in a place in your life where you felt stuck. You felt like you had been cornered. You felt like you were up against the wall. But, dear friend, I want you to understand that whenever you feel like that, understand that your miracle is just a prayer away. Your miracle is just around the corner. God allows us sometimes to get into situations where we will come to understand that he is the only one that can perform miracles. He is the true deliverer. He is our helper. He is our strength. And he wants us to get into a place where we stop giving credit to man. We stop giving credit to our family. We stop giving credit to our friends. And we give credit rightfully where it belongs, which is to God himself. Whenever we are delivered, whenever we are set free from a situation that was tormenting us or, you know, harassing us, we must give praise to whom praise belongs. Praise belongs to the Almighty God. Dear friend, take a moment and bless him right now. Take a moment and praise him right now. For had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Had it not been for the Lord who is constantly encouraging us, where would we be? Dear friend, I want you to know that God himself is here with you. God himself is watching over you. God himself is watching over your children and your family members. You are never alone, and you are not alone right now. Dear friend, giving up is not an option. Giving up is not an option. I can't tell you, dear friend, how many times Moses got angry at these people, these Israelites that he was leading. First, they were up against the sea, and Pharaoh was behind them. The sea was in front of them. And the Bible declares that God allowed it so that Pharaoh would think that the people were tangled. In other words, sometimes he allows you to go through difficulty so that people who don't understand the God that you serve will see God deliver you. They will see God giving you your miracle. They will see and they will understand that the God that you serve has power. The God that you serve is the Almighty. The God that you serve is able to do all things except for fail. Our God cannot fail. Our God is strong in might and in power. Dear friend, giving up is not an option. When they went just a little bit farther into the wilderness, once again, the people murmured. They said, we don't have any food, and we'd rather go back to Egypt. How many times, dear friend, have you had people talk like that? They prefer to go back into their sin. They prefer to go back into their old life than to continue. The Bible says that the road to, you know, righteousness is narrow, but the road to destruction, it's wide. Many, many times, dear friend, you will have negative people around you who want to discourage you, who want to stop you from serving God. Don't let them discourage you, dear friend. Every time you hear negative people and negative things, get away from them. Run away from them. Go into your secret closet and pray. Seek the face of the Lord, for Jesus has already shed his blood on Calvary for you. There is no shame in Jesus. There is no condemnation in Jesus. He has already shed his blood for you. He has already given you the opportunity for a new life. And so, dear friend, go ahead and give God praise right now. Go ahead and bless the name of Jesus, understanding this, that giving up is not an option. More than once, dear friend, the Israelites murmured against Moses. And I'm sure if he could, he probably would have, you know, maybe slapped a couple of them, but God gave him the ability to hold his temper. He only lost his temper once, and when he hit the rock, when he was supposed to speak to the rock to get the children of Israel some water. But for the most part, he kept his cool. He, matter of fact, even at times when God himself wanted to destroy the people because they complained so much, Moses interceded on the behalf of the people and asked God to not destroy them and to save them because they were his people. Dear friend, I want you to know that even when it seems as if things are not going the way that you want them to go, still stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and recognize that God is still fighting for you. Stand still and recognize that God is still on his throne and that everything is going to be all right. I want you to know, dear friend, that many times people will say all manner of things to you, and they will not understand why your faith is so strong. But your faith is strong because you understand that once you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there is no going back. Because when you have tasted of the things of the Lord, you realize that every day with Jesus just gets sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus just gets sweeter than the day before. So, dear friend, cast off the cares of this world. Don't be subject to this world, for we are heavenly pilgrims. We're only passing through here. We're only passing through here, dear friend. So do not look at what's going on around you, but look to your Savior. Your Savior is Jesus Christ. As we close, our closing scripture is Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 10. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our closing thoughts are persistence is the key. Smile anyhow. Don't give up. And there is no such thing as can't, because what you believe, you can achieve. Dear friend, what you believe, you can achieve. I pray today that you truly understand that Jesus Christ loves you. He cares about you. He has already gone to Calvary for you. And the Bible says that if you confess your sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Be encouraged, dear friend. Giving up is not an option. God has great things in store for you. Your future is a good one. Be blessed in knowing that God loves you. He loves your family, and he cares about you. Bow your head and let us pray. Dear Lord, I just bless you right now. I thank you for each and every one that has studied the Word of God with me. I thank you for the families that they represent. We pray, oh God, for healing, oh God. Father, that one that is suffering from some kind of liver disease right now, I pray that you would heal right now. We rebuke that liver disease right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for that one that is struggling to breathe right now, God, that you would speak directly to the lungs right now. I rebuke any kind of lung infection right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for complete healing. I thank you right now for any kind of cancerous tumors, God, growing, oh God, in that young woman's body right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Touch that man right now in those lymph nodes. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing thyroid problems and blood pressure problems, oh God, and HIV, hepatitis, oh God. We rebuke, oh God, the symptoms and, oh God, the disease itself, oh God. We thank you that your people are healed, that they are whole right now. We give you praise. We give you thanks, oh God, for your healing touch in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Dear friend, as we close today, you've been listening to Evangelist Faith Reed, Vision, and music is brought to you by Second Chance Ministries out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. God bless you. You know, this is Emron Henry from St. Lucia. Yo, bless up the country. Where would I be without your love?
nothing, nothing, not even God couldn't find me. Black like a night and my garments dirty. Man, me stuff like chuck run out a lot of no money. But through Jehovah God loving pick me. Wouldn't sit back and make faith and test me. So him send Jesus to figure out that Calvary. Now me see you through grace, love and mercy. So we're, where would I be without your mercy? Where would I be without your grace? Where would I be without your love? And tip up the shoes, please. Jump on the ground and chip up all the face. When me look, everything jump out of place. But early one Sunday morning, don't ask him for training and love in the working. Turn on the radio, it was very inspiring when me hear these words from Danny McClarkin. Let me say, and get back in line. I'm praying for repentance was right on time.